Hey, good evening, guys. I wanted to come on here and do a little something different tonight. And I wanted to Jordan's going to be on here with me tonight, and I wanted to talk about faith and belief and how important it is. And we're going to use our experience with Jordan's dream and what's been going on with her pregnancy and what we've been dealing with. And I just want to give you guys a little bit of rundown, and then I'm going to kind of bounce around through some scriptures tonight. And basically, it's just going to be about faith and belief, and I want to show you how important it is. And basically, what happened was back in December, we found out Jordan was pregnant while we were in Arkansas. Okay. And then we had an incident with her where we literally thought she had a miscarriage. Stuff, you know, that whole situation, all that stuff coming out. So we were under the impression that my wife had a miscarriage this whole time. We'll come to find out where we're at right now, several months later, a few months later, and Jordan starts noticing kicking in her stomach, and we take a pregnancy test, find out she's pregnant. She's actually pregnant, but she's been bleeding this whole time. Goes to the doctor the other day, finds out she's about 18, 20 weeks pregnant, and that we have a boy on the way. But 25% of her placenta
Isn't getting
isn't
blood.
getting blood. And then all of a sudden we go see the doctor, and this lady checks her, does the pap smear or whatever it is, and then says something peculiar about if you have any fluid leakage, come back to the hospital. Well, we hadn't been having none of that until we went to the hospital. And now all of a sudden she's having that fluid leaking, and then the woman says, if you have that, come back. Well, my wife, of course, being who she is and us seeing things with our eyes, she's been stressed out. She's been dealing with stuff, not understanding. And we've been, and then me as a husband, I worry about my wife. You know, I'm fine, but when my wife's not fine, I'm not fine. It stresses me out. In the last couple of days, we've been really just fighting. Should we go to the hospital? And I've been asking the Lord for confirmation. What do we do? What do we do? And the Lord finally gave me confirmation this morning. And he did it through a dream that my wife had a while back that I kind of understood, but I didn't. And I finally got the meaning of it today. And then the Lord reminded me about faith and belief and why he says right now, with everything that's happening in the world, everything that's happening in the world right now, why he says, come out of her, do not partake in her iniquity. So it's very important that we rely solely on Christ right now more than ever. We always need to rely on Christ, but these last days that we are going through, all the signs and tribulations and everything that he's showing us and our timeline and sending us warnings, he's wanting us to come away from the world. He's wanting us to come away from the world, to not come in agreement with this evil genocide that's taking place, as we all know. And it's on a global scale. So he just reminded and really encouraged us to be in faith and belief, and why it's so important to be in faith and belief and lean on him today. And now I'm going to let my wife give you the dream that she had. Remember what I just told you, and why it's so important to trust him and not go back into the ways of the world. On my YouTube channel, I talk about everything that's happening in the hospitals and with the vaccines and everything that's going on. I don't go into that stuff here, but this will tell you why. But here's Jordan. I'm going to let her tell you her dream the best that she can remember it, because we recorded it, but I'm going to let her tell you.
On November 13th, 2021, while we were in Tennessee, I had this dream. I was in a hotel room, and I can't remember the details of anything other than I was in a hotel room, and then it switched over to us being in a department store, and there was just a bunch of people around. And I guess that signifies, like being in the world. And then it went from the department store to being in a hospital. And I remember looking for my son, And at this point, we didn't know that we were pregnant. We didn't actually find out until the day after my birthday that we were pregnant in Arkansas. And so that was a couple months after this dream. But God had always told me that I was going to have a son. But I just, you know, kind of didn't know when that would happen. But back to the dream. I'm in this hospital room. And I'm looking for my son, and I couldn't find him anywhere. And I know this nurse started looking for me. I had went into a hidden room that I wasn't supposed to go into, and I was trying to get away and also look for my son there, but he wasn't in there. This nurse comes after me with a hypodermic needle trying to inoculate me, and I ran away from her. And then the dream kind of switched back, and we're in the hotel room, and I get these harassing phone calls, and it was a demonic voice on the other end of the phone. And the man on the phone, I ended up seeing him suddenly kind of appear in front of me, and it was like a plexiglass separating us, and he was sitting at a desk, and I knew his name was Lucifer. And he was trying to get me at the end of these harassing evil phone calls to lead him to Jesus, which didn't make any sense to me. I was like, if that's impossible, like you've already chosen and you've fallen and there's no redemption for you. Well, then I started to realize that what he really wanted was my faith. So through this dream, them taking my son from me in this hospital and trying to inoculate me and do things to me and harassing me and just really trying to drag me down and discourage me was really just the enemy trying to steal my faith. And that's what Justin and I had to remember today. And that's what God brought us back to, was this dream that I had so many months ago before anything ever even transpired with this pregnancy.
Yes. And so we went downstairs this morning, and the Lord had us go over that dream, and he really just hit me with it. And I'm going to go I'm going to scatter around a little bit tonight, and I want to show you about what faith is and why faith is so important and belief is so important and why belief motivates your actions, and when they motivate them, you act on them. Beliefs motivate your actions, and then you act on them. Remember that? Abraham was called the father of our faith because he acted on what the Lord spoke. Wait in the city until my spirit comes upon you, is what was spoken in the book of Job. So he wants us to wait. Wait to hear from him. Don't act on emotions. Don't act on things that we see in the carnal mind, because we know that there's a spiritual battle happening all around us right now. And the only thing that's taking place right now is good versus evil. And Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So whatever he can do, like what he did to Job, he's going to try to do to us. But remember, God is in control. And once again, I will say this. Everything, this system is fallen. This is a fallen system. I've talked about this. I'm not going to go into depth. What's happening in the hospitals with the V, everything that's going on, this is for one purpose and one purpose only. To destroy God's people. Corona means crown. I tell people that. There's plenty of doctors that said this is not a pandemic, but a setup thing for one purpose. Genocide. The same thing that happened during the Holocaust. So let me show you why you need to have faith and trust in the Lord, not the ways of the world, because that's a dangerous system, and he's bringing us out. He's gathering up the remnant, and he's removing us to become overcomers, to lean solely on God now. Somebody the other day asked me, we're asking about taking the V's and all this stuff, and I said, and they asked me, and I said, Jesus Christ never stuck a needle in anybody. He healed the sick. He cast out the demons. And they're like, oh, so you're saying you can't do medicine, blah, 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 blah. You can't never go. But that's not what I said. But this is not medicine. This is a lab, and we are the rats. But if I had to say more than anything right now, no. You need to rely on God. You need to trust God because He wants you to lean on Him completely. So I'm going to go ahead and get started. And like I said, I'm going to skimp around and I'm just going to title this Faith. Okay? So I'm going to start out in Matthew 4, where Jesus was tempted by the devil. And I want you to listen closely. It says, "Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungered." He was afterward hungered. Okay, don't we hunger on the word of God? Don't we hunger on the word of God? He was hungered. "And when the tempter came to him, he said, 'If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread.' But he answered him and said, 'It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.' And as we know, God's word does not return void. God's word is true. So we will proceed. We will live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city," once again trying to tempt him, "and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple. And he said unto him, 'If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down.'" So he's wanting him to throw himself off the temple. "For it is written, he shall not give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone." Jesus responds again. He said unto him, "It is written," a second time, "it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." So don't tempt him. Don't let the devil try to make you think and make you do anything. He manipulates you with your emotions and feelings. Fear. Stand and renew yourself with Christ's words every single day about faith and belief. Staying in faith and belief and trusting what the Lord says 100% without waver. Verse 8, again, here's the third time. "And the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and show him all the kingdom of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, 'All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me.' Then Jesus said unto him the third time, 'Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve.' Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him." So when you're going through this stuff, rebuke Satan, tell him to get behind you. Cry out to God every time you're being tempted by something. Every time he's trying to come and lie to you, tell you things, make you feel a certain way. Don't let him do that. That's why we have to renew our mind every single day. We also went to the book of Job and read something out of there because Job literally got stripped of everything. He got stripped of everything. And that's a powerful story. So I'm going to go there in a minute. But I wanted to read Hebrews 11 about faith exemplified. It says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." So you can't see them, but you hope for it. "For by the elders attained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." Things that were not seen were not made of things which do appear. So things that you see are not made of things. "By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain." So you have Abel, and then Cain's the evil brother. So you have the person you used to be, and you have the person now, Abel, "by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. by faith. And here's where it talks about somebody being basically taken up. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Faith pleases God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe. Remember, believing makes you act. Then faith comes in that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Constantly seek him, constantly going after him. 7, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen. What are we doing? We're telling everybody about things that are coming. What did they do? They laughed at Noah when he was building an ark. He kept telling them about a flood that was coming, but it wouldn't rain. But he knew what the Lord was saying because he has a relationship. Listen to the messengers. So it says, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear. We fear the Lord. And because we fear the Lord, we move because we want to please him. So we're in obedience and faith, prepared an ark to the saving of his house by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness, which is by faith. 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. He obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whether he went. He just went. By faith, the sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac, Jacob, and heirs with him of the same promise. Aren't we in a strange country? We're not of this world now, right? You see all this stuff going on, and we're just waiting for the Lord. We're ready to go, right? We're in a strange world now that we've been woken up to the great deception. Verse 10, for he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. We're looking for the foundations that God is our maker. We're building a foundation with God. Through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child. And when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead. As good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky a multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable, can be counted. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them. So they saw them far off, and they were persuaded by them, and embraced them. And confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims of the earth.
So they held on to God's promises, even though they never in their lifetime got to see them fulfilled.
Yeah. Ain't that awesome? Yeah. 14. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had the opportunity to return. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. So they just offered up. They just did what the Lord asked because they wanted to please the Lord, because they wanted to build their faith in obedience. You just do it because God's promises and word is true. 18, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel, and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandments. 24. By faith Moses, when he was come 2 years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, which is the world, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. So we're speaking out. We're speaking the good news. We're leading people back to Christ. We're not afraid to speak out. We're not afraid of the world. We're not afraid of Pharaoh, just like Moses. Through faith, he kept the Passover and sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, assaying to do, were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not. God honored her when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak, and of Samson, of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and the prophets. Now I'm going to flip to the book of Job and go over a few things in there, because this is where we really started this morning. 4:43, because Job was completely stripped of everything. Job was stripped of everything. Let's see. We'll start right here at chapter 3. It says Job curses the day he was born. Remember, Satan came to God, said, look at Job, all this, and he allowed him to take everything but not touch him. He says, After this opened Job his mouth and cursed his day. And Job spoke and said, let the day perish therein I was born. So he's going through a bunch of stuff, obviously. And the night in which it was said, there is a man child conceived. Let that day be in darkness. Let not God regard it from above, neither let the light shine upon it. Let darkness and the shadow of death stain it. Let a cloud dwell upon it. Let the blackness of the day terrify it. As for the night, let darkness seize upon it. Let it not be joined unto the days of the year. Let it not come into the number of the month. Lo, let that night be solitary. Let no joyful voice come therein. Let them curse it that curse the day, who are ready to raise up their mourning. Let the stars of the twilight thereof be dark. Let it look for light, but have none. Neither let it see the dawning of the day, because it shut not up the doors of my mother's womb, nor hid sorrow from mine eyes. Why died I not from the womb? Why did I not give up the ghost when I came out of the belly? Why did the knees prevent me, or why the breast that I should suck? For now should I have lain still and been quiet. I should have slept, then had I been at rest with kings and counselors of the earth, which build desolate places for themselves, or with princes that had gold who filled their houses with silver, or as hidden untimely birth I had not been, as infants which never saw light. There the wicked cease from troubling, and there the weary be at rest. There the prisoners rest together. They hear not the voice of the oppressor. The small and great are there, and the servant is free from his master. Now Job says, why live a life of anguish? Wherefore is light given to him that is in misery? Did you hear that? Wherefore is light given to him that is in misery? We were all lost. We all went through some serious trials and tribulations, but the Lord was calling us. He wanted light to shine on us through our misery. He had a purpose, trials and tribulations, and life unto the bitter and soul, which long for death, because we want to be with the Lord, right? Mm-hmm. Which long for death, but it cometh not, and dig for it more than for hid treasures, which rejoice exceedingly and are glad when they can find the grave, because this world is a fallen world. Why is light given to a man whose way is hid, and whom God hath hedged in? For my sighing cometh before I eat, and my roarings are poured out like the waters. For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. I was not in safety, neither had I rest, neither was I quiet, yet trouble came. Eliphaz tells Job to be patient. Chapter 4, then Eliphaz and the Temanite answered and said, if we essay to commune with thee, will thou be grieved? But who can withhold himself from speaking? Behold, thou hast instructed many, and thou hast strengthened the weak hands. Thy words have upholden him that was fallen, and thou hast strengthened the feeble knees. But now it is come upon thee, and thou faintest. So trouble comes upon thee and we faint, right? We want to give up, but we don't. It touches thee and thou art troubled. Is not this thy fear, thy confidence, thy hope, and the uprightness of the ways? You hear that? Is not fear, thy confidence, thy hope, and the uprightness of thy ways? So fear, confidence, and hope. So you have fear. Fear of the Lord, then your confidence starts to grow and you have hope and the uprightness of thy ways. He makes you upright with all of that. Fear first. Eliphaz says only evil people suffer. Verse 7, remember, I pray thee, whoever perished being innocent? Or where were the righteous cut off? Even as I have seen, they that plow iniquity and sow wickedness reap the same. So whatever you plow, if you're plowing evil and reaping evil and sowing wickedness, you will reap the same. It will come upon you. By the blast of God they perish, and by the breath of his nostrils are they consumed. The roaring of the lion and the voice of the fierce lion, and the teeth of the young lions are broken. No more hold on you. The old lion perished for the lack of prey, and the stout lion whelps are scattered abroad. Now a thing which was secretly brought to me, and my ear received a little thereof, in thoughts from the vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth on men. They're asleep. They can't see. They can't hear. Fear came upon me, and trembling, which made all my bones to shake. Fear comes upon us, and then we act on it. But if we just wait and seek the Lord, we will get through it. Don't submit to it. Then a spirit, listen to this, if some of you have had this experience, listen. The Holy Spirit, then a spirit passed before my face, and the hair of my flesh stood up, like goosebumps, the hair standing up on your arms, and stood still, but I could not discern the form thereof. Didn't know what it was. And an image was before mine eyes, and there was silence, and I heard a voice saying, shall mortal man be more just than God? Shall a man be more pure than his maker? Behold, he put no trust in his servants, and his angels he charged with folly. How much less in them that dwell in the houses of clay, whose foundation is in the dust, which are crushed before the moth? They are destroyed from morning to evening. They are destroyed from morning to evening. They perish forever without any regarding it. Does not their excellency, which is in them, go away? They die even without wisdom. Wisdom. We need to have wisdom and discern what's going on. Call now, if there be any that will answer. This is how you seek God's help. Call now, if there be any that will answer thee. Into which of the saints will thou turn? For wrath killeth the foolish man, and envy slayeth the silly one. I have seen the foolish taken root, but suddenly I cursed his habitation. His children are far from safety, and they are crushed in the gate. Neither is there any to deliver them. Whose harvest the hungry eateth up, and taketh it even out of the thorns, and the robbers swallow up their substance. Although affliction cometh not forth of the dust, neither does trouble spring out of the ground, yet man is born unto trouble. Did you hear that? Although affliction comes not forth of the dust, neither does trouble spring out of the ground, yet a man is born into trouble. Sin. Everything we face is sin. God does not put this stuff on this earth. Sickness, diseases, all this evil stuff. This is our sin that creates it. Yet man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward. I would seek unto God, and unto God would I commit my cause, which does great things. He does great things, unsearchable, marvelous things without number. Who giveth the rain upon the earth, and sendeth waters upon the fields, to set up on high those that be low. So when you're down, he wants to pick you up. Those which mourn, which may be exalted to safety, crying out. He disappointeth the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. He taketh the wise in their own craftiness, and the counsel of the forward is carried headlong. They meet with darkness in the daytime, and grope in the noonday as in the night. But he saveth the poor from the sword, from their mouth, and from the hand of the mighty. So the poor hath hope, and iniquity stoppeth her mouth. And this is the blessing of God's correction. I'm going to stop when I get to 27. This is verse 17. The blessing of God's correction. Behold, happy is the man who God correcteth. Therefore, despise not thou chastisement of the Almighty. For he maketh sore and bindeth up. He woundeth, and his hands are made whole. He shall deliver thee in six troubles. Yes, in seven there shall no evil touch thee. In famine he shall redeem thee from death, and in war from the power of the sword. Thou shalt be hid from the scourge of the tongue, neither shalt thou be afraid of destruction when it comes. At destruction and famine thou shalt laugh, neither shalt thou be afraid of the beasts of the earth, because you have faith and trust and obedience in Christ. That's why this time is important. He's building our faith. He's building us up constantly, wanting us to go to new levels, to where we can't be shook at all. 23, for thou shalt be in league with the stones of the field, and the beasts of the field shall be at peace with thee. And thou shalt know that the tabernacle shall be in peace, and thou shalt visit thy inhabitation and shall not sin. Thou shalt know also thy seed shall be great, and thy offspring as the grass of the earth. Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season. Lo this, know this, we have searched it, so it is. Hear it, and know thou it for thy good. So search it out, seek out the word, know it, and know it's good. Trust it, trust what the Lord says. And don't let, as we had to find out too, because we get caught up in our flesh with our emotions. We found out real quick, the Lord reminds us, I got you. I sit on the throne. And I'm not going to let anything happen to my children if they'll just listen to my voice. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Don't let the devil stress you out. Don't let the devil give you doubt and unbelief of God's word. That's why it's so important every day that you read the word, that you seek the Lord first with all your heart and soul. Love him. Have a relationship with him. Because he says, my sheep know my voice. He wants to have a relationship with you. And he wants you to take shelter in him and rely on him and let him, your Father, our God, do what he says he will do. Show you that he can heal you. Show you that he can provide for you. Show you all this. He wants to remind you who he is. He's trying to wake people up. So God bless you. I hope this message blesses you and helps you to understand. And I also told people, when Judas betrayed Jesus with a kiss, and he did things, and I may have spoke about this in the beginning, but I want you to understand and know this. Judas got in his flesh and he took money or whatever it was to turn Jesus over. He went against Jesus. He got in fear. Fear controlled him. And he betrayed Jesus. So Jesus is telling us too, when we are in unbelief and we're not in faith, we're betraying Jesus also. And he doesn't want us to do that because his word does not return void. Remember that. He loves you, and what he says, he will do. What he says, he will do. Rebuke Satan and tell him to get behind you, because Jesus is in control. God bless you guys. Share this message. Have a great night.